Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya Bhutali, Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamne, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashatya Deshatarine. It is on sea to tell that Vaishnav dies when you are still living in sound, and while living try to spread the holy name around. So, yes, Yamuna Devi was such an expert devotee, and I got the great fortune to meet Yamuna Devi in December 69. Actually, I would like to try to share with you the atmosphere Yamuna Prabhu gave to the temple of Burhi place. It was like a familial atmosphere, spiritual family. And her and Gurudas, her husband, were just taking care lovingly of each devotee. Yamuna, Prabhu was the only pujari. Prabhupada, as we know, had kidnapped practically Shishri Radhanandanishvara. Before Shishri Radhanandanishvara came, one lady, I think called Shyama, gave Yamuna some small deities because she was very eager to serve the Lord in his original form. And she told Srila Prabhupada very enthusiastically that she had received some beautiful Radha Krishna in brass. And then Srila Prabhupada said, "No, you just give back these deities immediately because this lady wants to steal you from me." And so she obeyed Prabhupada's order, and he told her, "Do not worry, Krishna will come." And we know how actually Srila Prabhupada kidnapped these beautiful deities, and how he said, actually, Radha and Krishna, they tricked you. They didn't come as deity, as Murti, but they came themselves. So Yamuna was so attached to the deities, and she was the only pujari in Burhi place temple. She used to get up from Mangalartik, and the other devotees got up later. We were having a Harinam three times a day, and we came back quite late at night. And she was the only one at Mangalartik. And at this time, Mangalartik was 1 hour and a half before sunrise. It was not the same time every day. But she really made the deities the center of everyone's life in the temple. And something very particular about Yamuna Prabhu was that she was training us. We were three French young girls. And she was training us in seeing every service as a spiritual adventure. It was never boring. And she taught us how to use our intelligence, our skill, really to worship the Lord. That service should never be a burden. It should never be boring. But it should be a wonderful spiritual adventure and every day different. So, as Visheka Prabhu so wonderfully explained, she had so many wonderful qualities. She was so expert, and she did so many different things. Singing was out of this world, and we would gather many times a day in front of Shishri Radhanandanishvara and sing together. Even George Harrison wanted to make her famous all over the world, but she was not interested at all. She didn't care for fame, although Srila Prabhupada said that fame will be her companion. So in London, the life in the temple was so wonderful. Every day was different. Every day was centered around the deities. And Srila Prabhupada taught a very special way of worshipping the deities. It was like the Vrindavan way. In other temples, it was a bit more in awe and reverence. But in Shishuvada Landeshwar temple, it was just very simple, very, very spontaneous. So then, as it was described, Yamuna left to go to India. And then time as it was described also by Vishakha Prabhu was very difficult. But this beautiful temple of Shri Krishna Balaram, we owe it actually to Yamuna, to Gurudas, to Surabhir. And they did a lot of sacrifice because things, as we can see, are very material things are very difficult to get done in Vrindavan. And at one point of her life, Yamuna had to leave Gurudas, her husband, and to start a single life. And there is something really, really sweet and funny about that. One time, Srila Prabhupada knew a decision and he agreed to it. And she was in a room with many devotees. And on the other side of the room was another devotee who also was single at that time. So he told Yamuna, Yamuna, now you are going to live with that devotee. And it was Dinatarini. They hardly knew each other. And Yamuna told us, she thought, I hope I get along with that lady. You know, but it was actually a perfect arrangement because they served together so perfectly and they were very very complimentary. So I don't want to take too much time too. So I will go quickly to some little association I have. I would like to elaborate a little bit about what Vishakha said, that Yamuna had so many wonderful projects and that she did. She started very expertly. But somehow or other, due to Kali Yuga's influence, she faced many, many difficulties with Dinatarini. She had a project of a restaurant in New York. She also had a beautiful project in England. It was very amazing. It was one lord who had a property, a marvelous property, and his son was going to join the Navy for 1 or 2 years. And he wanted to find somebody suitable to look over the property. And Yamuna and Dina applied. The rent was £1 a year, but they had to take care of the property. And that lord actually was a friend of Prince Charles. And as it started, Yamuna was really cultivated that lord. And he was going to invite Prince Charles to come over. But due to the difficulty of Kali Yuga, they had to stop the project. And then they decided to go to Sharanagati, and many of you have visited them at Sharanagati. It was such an artistic place, but very simple. Yamuna and Dina actually were building it themselves, practically. It was an ecological straw house. And they told us how they were putting the walls up. It was so cold in Canada, with the feet in warm water. And there was no water, there was no electricity, just a generator. And Dinatarini had to go on the icy roads to get the water from somewhere else. But Vishakha and Yadubara Prabhu are living there, so they know how hard it can be in winter. And to add a little, it's a fact that while in Sharanagati, although that was quite a decision to live a remote life, because Srila Prabhupada had told them to take care of deities and be a little secluded. So they followed this instruction, but I don't know how many people came to visit them. So many thousands of people came in 1 year, isn't it? Like young people, old people, because she had the art of touching everyone's heart. And as Srila Prabhupada was really sharing Krishna's presence when we met him, he was convincing us of Krishna's presence, and he was opening a little window to the spiritual world and made it a reality. Actually, Yamuna was so Prabhupada conscious. In her presence, we could never forget Srila Prabhupada. In England, actually, she and Gurudas were sending letters, aerograms, thin letters. There was no computers. So they were sending some letters regularly to Srila Prabhupada. And we were sending some gifts. So everybody was doing some little logdu or burfi or little scarves for the deities. And Srila Prabhupada was always answering and reciprocating with each devotee. If you go through Prabhupada letters at that time, especially in London, but it was all over the world, he would say, thank you for that little burfi, thank you. And he was actually informed of the progress of all the devotees. So, Sharanagati, she was very active as well in celebrating very sublime festivals in Sharanagati. She wrote to me about some parrot festivals. You know, all the community gathered about this celebration in a spirit of joy and loving service. And as Srila Prabhupada said, every day can be a festival in Krishna consciousness. So she had the art of making every day a festival. Also, she was gathering in Sharanagati with devotees to have weekly Chaitanya Charitamrita's class. So even if we're in a remote place, we can gather and read the scripture and share our realization. One key word she took from Srila Prabhupada was always this advice to every one of us. It was to succeed in spiritual life, to keep to carry on with patience first, enthusiasm and determination, and that was the perfect recipe to succeed in spiritual life. So we saw Yamuna Devi in England too for the 40th anniversary of Sri Sri Radha Londonishvara. And that was a time we cherished really. All actually the heroes of London came and they were singing together and sharing memories about that time. Then she started having very bad health in Sharanagati, and at this time she wouldn't spend too much time talking about it. She kept very equipoised, and she would always say that this material world is not fit for a gentleman. There is a very interesting pastime that took care when she had to go to the Bhaktivedanta hospital. Devotees were so happy to serve her at the Bhaktivedanta hospital, but she wouldn't want to be served. So Radhanath Maharaj was always telling the doctors, the nurses, and the caretakers, please do even more for Yamuna. Do this, do that. And then she would get so angry. And she will scream at, maybe not scream, at Radhanath Maharaj and tell him, I don't want to be served. Then he was very patient and he said, you remember how you love to serve Srila Prabhupada? These devotees, they get Srila Prabhupada through your association, so you have to allow them to serve you. And then she said, okay. And for a few days, it was all right. And then she again phoned Radhanath Swami and said, oh, it's impossible. Please tell them not to do so much service to me. Then she decided to go back to... Her health got a little better, but it was not still very steady. Then it was too hard to go back to Sharanagati with these icy roads to get the water. And it was getting more and more dangerous. So she went to Florida. But she went through London. And some of the God Sister and the young generation devotees, we got to see her for a few days. And it was really sublime. Wonderful kirtan, wonderful exchanges, as usual. Then she went to Florida. And in Florida... Her health, we thought, was going to be a little better. But actually, then we got all of us, we were so surprised when she left. I remember myself getting an email. The object was Yamuna with a question mark. Then I opened it and I just read the words, but I just couldn't believe it. It just didn't go through my brain. And then we started exchanging between all of us who knew her and tried to integrate the news. And I remember being very struck by something. Dina Tarini told us, actually she found Yamuna in one morning, sitting in an armchair, hand in the bead bag, very peaceful. And in France, we have a saying, when the police is catching a thief, we say he has been caught, the hand in the bag, in French is, it is la main dans le sac, meaning that you can see the hand in the bag, he had been caught, that's a proof. So Yamuna, she had been caught, the hand in the bag, in the bead bag. So that's a proof that she was chanting the holy name. And then she actually was ready. A few days ahead, she had told Dina that I'm actually ready to go. So, I don't know if we have a little time. Maybe I read a few things she wrote. And just actually before... It was December, beginning of December. She wanted to go back to the Holy Dham. And she said that... I had some rough health episodes in October and November and was not strong enough, but I'm getting better. Then she's describing a wonderful meeting she had in Florida, in Melbourne Beach, and Madhava, Radhika, Prabhu were there, Janavi was there. So I'll read a little bit. So that was the Yamuna atmosphere around her. Those last 3 days of November were especially over the top, high quality sangha, powerfully rich kirtans and katha sessions with six special guests, our God Sister Shruti Rupa, who for a month in advance arranged for and then paid for the transport to get all the visitors here. Besides Shruti Rupa, other guests included Kirtanyas and Harmonium players, Madhava and Radhika, from Mauritius and Vrindavan, but now traveling the globe. Heavenly voiced UK chanter and violin player Janavi, rock solid quiet kirtan player and chanter Nadia from Alachua, and expressive mridanga player and chanter Ananta, also from Alachua. This ended up an intimate group of devotees who for 3 days experienced a mix of penetrating and powerfully rich activities absolutely glorious kirtan and katha discussions, of course with prasada meals, japa walks, and ocean rejuvenation. Ages ranged from 18 to 22, 24, 38, 48, 55, 60, 63 to 70. Just goes to show that intent, eagerness, focus and connection crosses all superficial boundaries of designation, right? Then she said that was December, beginning of December. Then she said, if my health permits it and Krishna sanctions it, we will try to get to India. We will head to Mayapur to repeat the experience of chanting a Bhaktivinoda Bhajan session. Then she invited me and I was so eager to go. But she said, if Krishna permits and sanctions it, she says, of course we cannot buy a ticket to India. We can buy a ticket to India as a tourist, but we cannot purchase a ticket to reach the Holy Dham and experience second by second Krishna consciousness. That is only attainable by aspect of mercy. Then, to have a little time. Then, that was earlier, that was I think in 2009, she discussed about Vrindavan Dham. She said, more than ever, pilgrims and residents must learn to see Vrindavan with hearts and ears, and not externally with the eyes, nose, or other senses. Though there are still pockets of old Vrindavan fairly intact, Maya continues to blanket much of the Dham with her illusory energy, so that externally it continues to look more like a tourist destination than spiritual Dham. So she described how hard it can be. Then she says, so how to access the real Vrindavan? The same way we must in other Krishna conscious temple around the world. What are the roots of the bhakti tree? By chanting the holy names and purifying our hearts. Hear nicely from the right source. Follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction. Serve the Guru and Vaishnav and put Krishna in the center. So that was really Yamuna's presence. And as Vishakha Prabhu said, her really great, great concern was that the old devotees, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, sometimes they had to face so many difficulties in the past, and so many of them became discouraged. So she was so frightened that the Srila Prabhupada's disciple wouldn't share that wonderful mood of Srila Prabhupada. So she really asked all of us to share that wonderful mood, never to become discouraged even in facing difficulties, but that our real duty now was to pass it on to the new generation. Although, of course, our wonderful God brothers, the spiritual masters, are doing that so nicely, but she wanted all of us to do it. So Yamuna Prabhu, for most of us who knew her, she's such a wonderful Vaishnav, and we are quite confident that she's serving with Srila Prabhupada somewhere. And when time comes for us to go, either after this life or in many lives, she already has in mind some little service for us. So thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada, and to allow me to try to say a few words of glorification about that most extraordinary devotee, Yamuna Devi. And may she bless us with pure devotional service to Srila Prabhupada and help us to help in spreading the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Can I call Padma Vitadaja Maharaj?